I am on my way to a prep meeting for the COP35 at the UN in New York on a climate-neutral sailing ship. Greta Thunberg sailed across the Atlantic in 2019 on a regatta boat navigated by Boris Herman. And since seeing her go on that journey, it's really inspired me to do the same. I think she's changed how I see the importance of travelling carbon neutral. I think it's incredible. A friend of mine, who's a pretty experienced sailor, told me that these racing boats are rock-hard carbon crates. Anyone who doesn't get seasick must be used to this form of sailing. This was a bit daunting, I think, but after doing some more research, I realised just how much organising this was going to take. There was a moment that I considered just calling it all off and catching a flight until I came across Save Planet Liners. What they do, it's really incredible if you think about it. I was afraid of getting seasick, but so far, so good. Last 5 days on board have been so comfortable. Maybe even comfier than my office. Don't tell my boss. Since I booked the business data package, I can work as if I were in a co-working space in Hamburg at home or in the F4F office. The cafes, the bars and the bistro all have power supply and connection. When I need a quieter space, I go to the library. I met Helena, a young actress from Germany who's learning lines for a play in New York that begins in a fortnight. We take turns using the booth. She's going to be brilliant. I can't wait to see her. We got to know each other through the SPL app. For people traveling alone, there is an option to connect with others who are also looking to share a cabin. You post some information about yourself on the platform and arrange a chat or a meet or a video call. To use this feature of the SPL app, you have to have a cabin ticket. Helen and I got on like a house on fire. I feel so lucky to have met her. Together, we really managed to find community on the ship. Our first call lasted 2 hours and we've covered everything from music taste to helping her decide what she's going to wear for the press night of her show. I'm lending her one of my dresses in exchange for a ticket to come see it. I think that's a good deal. It looks like an amazing project. We try and find time to talk every day and she's really interested to hear about my meetings. I'm starting to help her along her journey of learning more about climate change and the climate crisis and the community I have found through my activism. Yesterday, Helena called me and told me that she didn't feel like learning any more lines. The decision was made immediately. Spa day. Helena managed to book a massage for both of us. It was the best day ever. Today, we plan to go to the captain's lecture at 5 p.m. on the creation of Save Planet Liners, the ship, and the topic of sustainability at sea. I feel like for me, this meeting is really a huge part of my activism journey. I feel so proud to be a part of this community on the ship and follow in Greta's footsteps. Feels quite emotional, actually. Proper full circle moment. Then, afterwards, we're going out for dinner with two guys we met a couple of days earlier, and then there's a gig for jazz musicians who met on board and got on so well they started a band. It's so cool. My conclusion on the voyage, it was an incredible experience. I've made friends, eaten delicious food, and I think the thing that stuck with me the most was the community that was created on board. It really made me see the beauty in humanity again. I think I feel really, I don't know, hopeful? Hopeful that we can change things. We have the power to do it by taking trips like this and connecting and meeting people and having real conversations. The programme is brilliant. The cocktails are a little pricey, but worth every penny. And Captain Vincent is, he's really attractive. Sorry. Not the right thing to say, but we're friends now, actually. But yeah, he's really gorgeous. Anyway, the whole trip so far has been a really beautiful experience. Mine and Helena's cabin really feels like our own space. I mean, it feels like we're practically sisters now with all those conversations. I just feel so moved about how beautiful this experience has been. I'm going to be talking about it for the trip. For ages. I think it's so important for people like me doing what I do. It's just a real game changer.